Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Today we want to settle one of the big kitchen debates. What, if anything, should you put on your kitchen island? It's 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. Our home squad with me in studio today, Arlene McIntyre, Creative Director of Ventura Design, and Sarah Carroll, who of course you'll find on Instagram, social media, from Sand and Deliver. Good afternoon to you both. How are you doing? First of all, what goes on the kitchen island, Arlene? The cooker or the sink, I should say?
That is such a big question. And it actually really depends on the size of the island. It depends on the family's needs, if there's a family indeed at all in the house. Is it a galley kitchen? Do you have a window in the kitchen? Many, many things would come into that decision.
Right. What one would you recommend? I'm going to make you pick.
Okay. Say in an ideal world, you have windows in the kitchen. I think it's nice to have a sink under the window. But for safety, you need to be really careful about having the hob on the island, you know, for splash and accidents that can happen. But yet it's a nice social interaction if you're cooking and you're entertaining.
So you think the cooker then? Is that what you'd recommend? Put the hob on it? Sarah?
Yeah, again, it's such a... This is why the debate rages on.
Yeah.
Because it is such a personal thing. I would say I sink under a window for me would also be something I would choose. But if you're a really big cooker, if you cook a lot, maybe a downdraft extractor fan, which is one you would have to use in an island if you're not going to hang a huge extractor above an island, a downdraft just might not be enough. So it kind of depends. Depends what you like to do, how you live in your kitchen, what shape the kitchen is, how that space works.
Yeah.
So there isn't really a clear one answer, but I would lean towards the cooker.
The cooker as well. Mm-hmm. You see, right, so I have a very small kitchen and I am, with time and when I win the lotto, I want to extend out the back and redo the kitchen. Okay, but right now, I'm always thinking, could I possibly put an island into a small kitchen? And I don't want either on it. I don't want the cooker or the sink, but I also don't have the luxury of space. So can I possibly have a small island with neither?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm working on a project at the moment where the client is very neat. Both of the clients are very neat. They don't have kitties and they just want a lovely clean island that they can style beautifully with a big bunch of flowers. You know, it's not everybody that can afford to do that or have a gorgeous clean island.
Yeah.
But they would also work from their island. So it would double up as a second workspace as well.
Absolutely. Or if you just want to put something in, look at, you know, a small French dining table or look at, you know, something like that. That's a piece of furniture that will work as a kitchen island if you're not going to put anything on it. And if you're not, you know, it might only have a shelf underneath for storage, put baskets under. It depends. I think you can definitely put something in there.
One kitchen company I went out just to get quotes or prices for kitchens. And I was told that a kitchen island has to be 2 metres. Like, surely they can be smaller.
Oh, they can.
Of course.
They can. I'm working on a breakfast bar in an apartment at the moment in Hanover, and it's teeny weeny weeny. It has 2 bar stools, but this lady got her bar stool. She got like a breakfast bar, you know, which just sort of juts out of the wall. And she's got her bar stools and somewhere to sit on her laptop if she wants to, or have a breakfast and a coffee. It's perfect.
Maybe they just don't want to build something smaller than 2 metres.
Something small. That's why I need to get more prices and more prices.
Listener
questions. 087 1400 106. Send in your interior related issues for Sarah and Arlene. This texter wants to put the hob on their island. Are the hobs with the internal fans good? I don't want an extractor fan over the island.
I think... it depends. It depends on how much you cook and the functionality. Yes, downdraft extractors do work, but you know, the more premium appliances probably work better because the technology is a little bit better in those ones. So, you know, do your research.
Okay, do your research. Yeah, really? And it also really depends, I'm sure you'll agree, Sarah, on the style of the kitchen.
Yeah.
So if it's like very, very modern, that look really leans into that. Mm-hmm. But then again, I do love the symmetry of your gorgeous hood, and it's like a piece of furniture, and you've got your hob and your units each side. So that can look really nice, and it's a real kind of a wow statement when you enter the space.
Yeah. I think the problem, I think, with the sink on the island is that you constantly surely have water that's, you know, you're washing dishes or taking stuff out of the dishwasher then presumably.
Yeah. Splash.
And there's always, water splashing. Yeah, it's a small island.
I know, but there's hot oil splashing if you're cooking.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think, you know, if I were going to put a sink, in the island, I would want it to be a double sink. So all of my pots and pans that are dirty and waiting to be washed can go in it and be hidden. I would want the dishwasher next to that in the island, and I would want the bins in a pull out, you know, in your inner cupboard cabinet hide on away. The other side. So you're going bin, sink, dishwasher, three in a row, and you're trying to keep that clutter free then.
Good idea. Agree. Yeah. This texter says they're getting a new kitchen and they're getting it in olive green, but they're tempted to get the island a different colour. Any tips?
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you put with olive green?
I'd go for a deeper tone.
Yeah, like a
contrast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or timber.
Dark timber. Oh, like dark timber.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. With an olive green. Amazing.
There's a big timber movement happening at the moment.
So
it brings so much warmth to add some timber in. So if you've got painted cabinetry, bring in an oak or a darker timber or something. Yeah.
Do you mean for the base of the island or for the island top?
No, the base itself would be timber.
Mm. A timber. What sort of type of timber would
Any
you recommend?
Tone. It could be ebony. It could be French oak. Mm-hmm. It could be walnut.
So
you know,
put
really
something
it depends
dark.
On your you know, specific palette.
I mean, you can get, you could have an oak and you can choose your stain. There's so many colour options.
Yes.
And, you know, you've got to take into consideration the floor and, you know, your countertop. So obviously, you know, but yeah.
And your countertop would be like a quartz or stone.
Yes.
It wouldn't be timber.
Yeah.
If that's what you're wondering.
Yeah. So you'd put a sort of that marble effect or quartz or something on the
You'd
on
need
the
to,
yeah. Okay. And just on the olive green, I see a lot of people are going for the green cabinets and that really rich royal blue or that kind of navy.
Yeah, navies.
Are they a bit on trend now? Are they going out in 10 years?
It's been done for a while. Like it's hard to really answer that
it's
in the right way.
The royal blue was really a trend more a few years ago. So already that we've moved on a little bit. So the green. I love green because for me it's very earthy. And I think if you stick with a really earthy tone, hopefully it has more longevity than doing so. You know, it can.
Yeah.
Depends.
Right. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApp questions. Any advice on lighting over the island? I want it to be a place that people can sit, so I don't want anything too bright, but it needs to be bright enough to cook under. Mm-hmm. Lighting.
Lighting is so important. Task lighting is number one. So that's what I'd always look at in a kitchen.
What did you call it?
Task lighting. Mm. So in areas where you've got your high traffic, you know, exactly where you're cooking and you're chopping and where you're cooking, you need several layers of lights. Not, you know, you need your down lights. You've got your pretty pendants, which are more for ambience. Mm-hmm. And then you've got your strip lighting, which adds nice glow. But task lighting is really important. Getting all the lighting, all those layers right in the kitchen are very important.
So what light would you recommend over an island?
I think it's nice to have pretty decorative pendants on the island. I think
are these
that
the
just
ones that
finishes.
Hang down?
Yes, but I don't think I would fully rely on that exclusively. If you can, if you're in a position to actually get ahead of that and get downlighters into your kitchen, that would be great.
Yeah, but don't just rely. Don't do, you know, runway strips of spotlights and think that that's enough, because that's just going to there'll be no character in your kitchen.
Would you put spotlights with this pendant that's hanging over the island?
Sure, yeah. Depending on what you're doing, if you're chopping, you know, there's a lot of shadows off the pendants. So they, although they look pretty, they may not be great for really like for cooking or for chopping or, you know, preventing accidents in the kitchen.
Yeah, you can kind of think of it in terms like a pendant, you know, the light illuminates downwards, which tends to kind of cozy up a space, you know, whereas if it illuminates out or up, it's brightening kind of things.
So what
out.
Are we so, going to tell this listener? What are we going to tell her to put over her island? A mix?
A mix.
Of spots and a pendant.
Yes. Does she have natural light? How dark is her space? Does she have downlighters already?
Right.
But definitely go for the pendants.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, this texter is wondering what Sarah and Arlene think about islands on wheels. I'm wondering, would it give me more space and options? You're shaking your head.
No, no.
Yeah. It sounds more like a chopping board or a butcher's block.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Are they referring to as more like
maybe
a
they're like me
box.
And they're space
maybe.
Tight?
Yeah, they're in a teeny tiny space. And you know what? If you had something that maybe if you've got a peninsula, so a peninsula is like an L shape in your kitchen where your countertop comes out
of
L
one
shape.
Side. Yeah,
maybe at the end of the L shape, you could get something that fits really neatly that looks almost part of it. For majority of the time, but then you might have the ability to move. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah.
Depends on our space.
Yes.
Depends, but yeah.
No, I'm worried my sink will look really cluttered on an island and I have an AGA in the house, so I don't have a hob option. I don't think I've space not to put the sink there, but I was wondering if you had any tips on how to stop it looking really cluttered. You see, this is my, you have soap, there's fairy liquid, there's wash, like there's all that junk. That goes around the sink.
Yeah, but you buy pretty bottles for those and you put them into lovely glass.
The fancy soap that's never used.
Yeah, well, no, you decant your fairy into something, you know, a nice brown glass bottle and you use the sink underneath and you have nice little hooks on the inside of your cabinetry so your cloths and your tea towels and things are put away and you do, maybe like I said, the dishwasher in the bin in the same bank and you try to minimise, well, I don't know, Arlene, what do you think?
Exactly. I mean, they've got like clever little kind of gadgets that you can get for under the doors of your sink where you can have all of those things stacked in under your sink and you just pull them out when you need them and pop them back in when you're done.
Yeah, so little hideaways.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Texter says a hob on the island is a disaster for the person that's cooking. Everybody sitting around just getting in the way. Having the island as a place where people can sit and have food or a few drinks makes it a social space rather than a health hazard with a hob planted in the middle of it. Not a question, just a comment. They are right, though.
They are right, but I mean, that's if you've got the luxury of space.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing.
And I would maybe suggest that if you are putting in a sink, to try possibly put it towards one end and keep the other end more where maybe your dining, you know, you might have your bar stools. Maybe you could do something like
or
that.
Or a two-tiered island that's just at a different
exactly,
height.
Exactly, a different
for the
height.
Bar stool area, which is just at a little bit higher. It's higher than the rest of the workspace. Mm. So that gives you kind of your space and it's nice and hidden with all the debris that might be happening in the background. Mm. And then your guests are only at a higher level.
Now, is it possible to retrofit a shelf onto an island to allow for bar stools? There are presses in the island at the minute. That's kind of what you're talking
about. That's exactly
about.
What Arlene is saying. Yeah. Yeah.
So you can get that made.
Yeah.
Just go to a carpenter or something.
You could have it on brackets that are going to raise it up and out and have it, you could, absolutely. I don't know if there are kind of off-the-shelf versions.
But you could get an additional bit of counter made, effectively.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
This texter wants to keep spotlights out of their house. They're wondering if you guys have good recommendations of places where they can get good and nice floor lamps. Where do you recommend?
I think Hickam Lighting is amazing.
Yeah. I actually got lights off them.
Yeah, that would be my go-to.
They're in Dublin. Who else would you recommend?
Next to the Brazen Head.
I mean, Mullen Lighting are beautiful. Oh, they don't do floor lamps so much, sir. They don't. I mean, Hickam are a great place to start. Stillorgan Decor have some nice lighting.
Yeah, get some lights
true,
there.
True.
Finally, Maria has 24, is it recessed lights and ceilings? Is it possible to put different types in terms of the wattage into them? I want brighter over the cooker for 6 of them and I want the rest darker.
Yeah, could they go on a dimmer switch to kind of just resolve that?
Absolutely.
Maybe have them on a dimmer. And you know, for the person who's saying no spotlights at all in their house, look at directional spots that actually come down out of the ceiling and directions. Because what you can do with those is point them towards a piece of artwork, point them towards a nice corner piece of furniture and make vignettes and make kind of characterful, you know, moments in your house without it just being this downward glow, which I get that they don't want.
There's a text in here from a listener talking about the cooking backsplashes. But you know what, Flory, we're going to keep your message and we might talk about that on the Home Squad next Thursday afternoon. The best backsplash to go for in your kitchen. For the moment, this Thursday, Arlene McIntyre, Creative Director of Ventura Design, Sarah Carroll, who you'll find on Instagram, Sand and Deliver. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the Home Squad this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.